And now for one of my three all-time favorites.
You're locked on Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
On the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.
Bad news for the sexually addicted.
Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about you and, well, you, not me. Sex addiction is no longer considered a legitimate medical condition. It's been stricken from the books. All these people who convinced you sex addicts that you had a condition or a medical disorder and you've been seeking treatment, they said, nah, not so much. It's all crap. Apparently, therapy and treatment is not really effective.
Why? Did they give a reason why it was demoted?
Yeah, for whatever reason, I guess maybe we're more sexual as a society now than we used to be. And these researchers, and this is like it's like five or six of the major medical research people say that if you have multiple partners or uncontrolled sexual impulses, it may be an addiction, but it's not really a disorder. It says it's actually somewhat normal to want multiple partners or kinks.
I've never believed in it.
Everyone is inclined towards sex. Well, not everyone, but
most
people, you couldn't say it's an addiction because you might never drink alcohol, no desire to drink alcohol, but there is always a deep desire or seed planted somewhere in you to spread seed.
Mm. Right. Yeah. True. It's genetically human beings are supposed to procreate and keep the species going. What's weird about this, though, is I guess maybe because the times have changed, we're so loose now, is wanting multiple partners or mild kinks are now considered within the normal spectrum of sexuality. Maybe they wouldn't have said that in the 50s, 60s, 70s, but now it's like, okay, so you want six people at the same time, or eight people at the same time, whips, dips, ropes, and chips, whatever.
So now it's normal. No longer an excuse to cheat on your lady and go, I'm addicted, I gotta go to sex rehab.
They've actually studied the brain, and I won't bore you with it, but the brain does not change. If you were supposedly a sexual addict, a sex addict, there was no change in the brain that someone experiences who really has an addiction, such as a gambling addiction or alcohol addiction.
Where you see it light up.
Yeah, it's not even close to the same. So all these people who claim, oh, I can help it, I'm a sex addict. No, not really. It's not a disorder anymore.
You're just a slut.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
I read more about it in Playboy magazine this month. By the way, they are suggesting go ahead and try to control your addiction because all things in moderation, nothing to success.
Yeah.
Said the Greeks. How'd that turn out for Greece, by the way? How they do it?
Are any of you ladies planning on giving sexual gifts this year?
Hmm.
Hopefully at the Christmas party. No. It's Christmas time. Is that part of the gift giving?
I don't think that.
Getting your stocking stuff for Christmas.
Not at Christmas time. That's the Lord's birthday.
You mean you still consider it the Lord's birthday?
Yeah.
As religious as you are?
I get him a little gift, a little tchotchke, a little stocking stuffer of sorts.
So you've never played Virgin Mary? And by the end of the episode, you're just Mary. You've never had all your mini exes in the past, Heidi, and all there have been so many.
Oh my God.
You've never given a card where you open it up and it's like, the inside is like, me!
Not for Christmas. Maybe Valentine's Day, maybe a birthday. Wrap myself up and be waiting on the bed, but not at Christmas time. Not Christmas morning. Hang on a second. There's one more thing to unwrap.
Yeah, is Christmas not associated with sex because Mary and Joseph supposedly never did it?
Well, it probably shouldn't be associated with Christmas. If you're celebrating anything to do with the meaning of Christmas.
So if Heidi got pregnant, it'd be miraculous. And
in
more ways than one.
Mary and Jolene over here.
It'd be miraculous and apocalyptic. I don't want to see that.
Yeah, we're not carrying this on. This stops here. Wisely. Right.
Did you ever consider at one point that you might have a sexual addiction? I know you're nothing like you used to be. The young Frank I used to know, we had like Monday girl, Tuesday girl, Thursday girl. You had every day, week. Do you consider perhaps you did have a sexual addiction at one point in your life?
No, I think I just had just a normal male drive.
Yeah.
I mean, even before I had partners. I mean, you know, fellas, come on.
So juggling.
You actually thought you might go blind?
I'm doing this way too much.
Kept looking at your palms, your hands for hair growth. Because you were doing it so much.
God, there was a time when you're young, like high school, college age, when there's,
you get a free minute in the day and you're like, well, I might as well.
Okay, 8-10 times a day.
What? 8 or 10 times a day?
Well, you know, you're only 16 or 17 once.
What else am I going to do on the bus?
Now it's like a decade, maybe.
City bus, not school bus. Don't get gross.
Yeah, I guess you would if you were maybe not a teenager because you don't think about it, but if you're a grown person, but maybe especially man, and you're doing that and then going to work and then taking a bathroom break at work and doing it, like, that would be some sort of addiction.
If it interferes.
You can't wait till you get home.
Yeah, the definition of a problem addiction is if it interferes with your normal function in life. For example, taking alcohol. If you're drinking, then it's interfering with your job, interfering with the work, interfering with your energy to
then
go through life.
Problem.
It's a problem. Same thing with, I guess, sex in that case.
At work? Who the hell does it
work?
Well,
I'm saying if you're a sex addict and you're at work and you're like,
maybe Frosty did yesterday. That's why the toilets are both jammed. It's been so long.
Me. It really wasn't.
He's ruined both toilets.
Well, you jarred something loose, Tiger.
Clogs that up.
I have actually been eating very healthy since 2 weeks ago. You made me promise to put everything I ate in photographic form and put it on my Facebook. What Frosty ate today.
I think it's really the only thing Facebook should be used for. It actually is to help people lose weight. Because if everybody was responsible like you're being with what did Frosty take in his mouth? No, what's it called?
What Frosty ate today.
What Frosty ate today. If everybody did that, I mean, I think it would fight obesity huge.
You're probably right. Because I would see I get like 1,200 views. And like, well, now everyone's watching.
Now, are you being honest?
Sort of, yes.
Well, that's not, you have to be. It's,
I was
honest,
except one day when I went to the hometown buffet, I didn't have my camera with me. I didn't photograph
the
whole
buffet.
That was
the day after
buffet.
You fasted. That was fine.
Yeah, right after my doctor's physical, and I had to fast, and then I went, it was a buffet on the way home.
You didn't have your phone.
I wanted to photograph the whole buffet.
You ate the whole buffet?
Yes, they had to close. They're out of business
now.
You just
take a picture of the sign. I stuck that in my mouth today.
Except for my buffet day, everything else is in there. Except for the alcohol we've consumed on this show. And
right.
I guess it was a couple happy hours when I didn't have my camera with me.
You no longer say I didn't have my camera with me because it's always with you. It's part of your phone.
But I have an excuse. It's booze doesn't count. And buffets don't count.
So that 500 calories that I drink every night, I don't even have to count it. Cool. Happy about that.
You're still doing that every night, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Have you even tried to stop drinking every night?
Not for a while. I mean,
You never even tried to stop.
Oh, a while ago I did. I was like, oh, you know what? I'm Monday through.
What was the motivation Monday for trying to stop?
Weight loss.
Really? You said out of hell with it.
It's fattening. It's very
but
fattening.
But you're not fat. You're fine.
I could be in better, way better shape. I've looked at pictures when Facebook does that stupid thing. Like, you.
Yeah.
6 years
ago.
And I'm like,
look at
oh,
you.
My God.
We all age. Gravity does the years.
When did you
up.
Notice you were fat? Was it Facebook that made you?
No, God, no. No, it's...
Your underwear drawer? You're like, oh my God, when did I become my mother?
No, I got out this bikini, this like aquamarine blue, really pretty
I remember
color
that
bikini
one.
That I had worn to Mexico in one of our first, the Italian and I, our first vacations together. And I loved it. Like, it was just pretty and I had a tan and I was just, oh, and I got it out sometime over the summer to go somewhere. And it fits.
Well, yes, you can get a bikini on.
Well, yeah, right. It well
couldn't even get one of my legs through it.
No. I mean, it fits
as a glove now.
It's just,
yeah. But how old? Well, you're getting old.
So you're saying it was so tight, like you know, you're like sausage links.
That's where I went. Well, why is it fatter here?
Oh, you got a fup?
Well, no, but like
fupa?
I was like, ugh.
And welcome to middle age, Heidi.
That was just. So, that was just
the so
buff.
The front was all fatty. Oh, you gotta take a picture of it.
Yeah,
actually,
oh,
maybe,
yeah.
Actually, maybe your lady could put on her Facebook of what she put in her mouth today.
That's
so
only
I was
fair,
there
Heidi.
Was then.
Oh, you have to. That would be motivation.
Believe me, I'm motivated. That
if I'm
going to
keep photographing every damn thing I eat, you got to photograph your fup. A daily photograph of Heidi's fup. Heidi's
fup
today.
I'm saying it looked different than it did in the whatever. Why do I share?
Maybe it's bad
with you
lighting. Something.
That's what it was. It was bad lighting. My whole life is bad.
But
lighting.
But that wasn't enough motivation to get you to stop. You put
yes,
on a bikini
I
and you were just you had a muffin.
What?
I mean, you're
top of the muffin to you.
You're muffining out of your bikini.
I was just like, what is that? That's weird. Looked at a picture from Mexico circa 2005.
Oh, no.
Looked in the mirror circa 2016.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not the right bottoms. Maybe this is not my suit.
Maybe you were pregnant for a while.
That's what it probably was. I was just carrying real low. It must have been a girl.
Between all those bottles of wine, you should have checked a little. If you think you're an alcoholic,
yeah.
Have people told you need to cut down on your drinking is one sign. Do you get annoyed when people tell you need to cut down your drinking? That's the thing I hate. But they say that's a sign of alcoholism. If you get upset when people tell you, hey, 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 see, if you get angry about it, you could be an alcoholic or on the road to alcoholism.
That's not the first sign. The first sign is they're telling you.
Right. But the more important thing is, how do you feel when they tell you? If you get defensive and don't tell me to stop drinking, then do you really need to help?
Yeah.
And do you
feel, God, you're sweaty right now. What's the matter with
it's
you?
It's hot over here in this new room. I'm under the hot lights. I'm sweaty. And
here, Frosty, make you feel
you
better.
You need a drink.
I do. You're a cold iceberg. How can you be so cold and I'm so hot? How is this possible?
We're 10
feet away from each other. And she's like,
you really should be married to each other.
She's like a freezer over there and I'm like an oven.
Heidi's headphones fell in her coffee.
Oh, nice.
And I have a fop. This is not a good day.
And you're freezing to death. Other than that.
All right, Lisa. Hopefully the traffic's better than this.
Yeah, the traffic is better than this. There is a big problem, though. If you're on the 10th,